Dreamscape presents Scarlet Plume by Frederick Manfred, narrated by Eric G. Dove. One rather handsome woman among them had become so infatuated with the redskin who had taken her for a wife that although her white husband was still living at home some point below and had been in search of her, she declared that were it not for her children, she would not leave her red lover. The woman I wrote you of yesterday threatens that if her Indian, who is among those who have been seized, should be hung, she will shoot those of us who have been instrumental in bringing him to the scaffold, and then go back among the Indians. A pretty specimen of a white woman she is, truly. I learn that Mrs. Blank, of whom I wrote you, is displeased because I did not call to see her more frequently, and will not interpose my authority in behalf of her Indian friend, who stands a fair chance of swinging. General Henry R. Sibley, Letters to His Wife. Part 1. Skywater. A family of wild swans skimmed across Skywater. Something had disturbed them. Father Swan was swimming a zigzag course in the rear and trumpeting hoarse warnings. Mother Swan was breasting the water up front and dipping her long neck from side to side, and four baby swans, two to each side, were holding up the edges of a swiftly cutting arrowhead.